Well, we have been hearing a lot of talk this week about changing strategies in Iraq and in Afghanistan, excuse me. And yesterday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates had this to say.
What is important is for us to be able to show over the months to come that the president's strategy is succeeding.
But Robert Gates has been one of those people that is reportedly hesitant about the war, not entirely 100% gung-ho. And now with us is Elizabeth Buemiller. She's Pentagon correspondent for The New York Times. An article published in today's New York Times from Elizabeth Buemiller says that the administration is conflicted about the war in Afghanistan. Elizabeth, we have people within the administration arguing over what should be the strategy and whether or not they should be there at all.
Well, the argument, which the story I reported, I should say, is with my colleague Peter Baker, who covers the White House. The argument is not about whether the war should continue. The argument is about the number of troops that should be added in the coming months, which is what that is the big debate right now. And there are some people like Vice President Joe Biden who are concerned about sending more troops into Afghanistan. Other people like Hillary Clinton, we're told, and Richard Holbrooke, who is the chief envoy to Afghanistan for the president, are behind a larger troop presence. And Robert Gates is sort of in the middle, interestingly, as defense secretary. He's always been concerned about what he calls the size of the American footprint in Afghanistan. He has been in government for many, many years. He's served 8 presidents of both parties. He's a former CIA director, and he always recites the case of the Russians who were in Afghanistan in the 1980s. They had a troop presence there of 120,000, and that we know what happened. They left the country in humiliation. And so, but yesterday at the press conference, to answer your question, he signaled that he was willing to consider more troops because of he's been impressed by the strategy and point of view of General McChrystal.
Who everyone assumes, although he didn't ask in his current report for more troops, everyone assumes he's going to ask for possibly up to 40,000 more in the weeks ahead.
That's true. No one knows exactly what he's going to do. I don't think there's actually a troop request on paper right now. The Pentagon is cautioning and saying, please, you know, don't assume this is going to happen. But the general consensus among defense analysts and people who advise McChrystal is that he will come in with 3 options for the president, what he would consider a low-risk, high-risk, and medium-risk option, low-risk being sending in more troops, as you said, perhaps as many as 40 to 45,000, medium-risk, people say, might be 25,000, high-risk, that is the risk to the U.S. effort in Afghanistan, would be, say, 10 to 15.
Quickly, Elizabeth Buemiller, do you sense any tension between Gates and McChrystal in Afghanistan, and broadly, any tension between Gates and the White House? I mean, Gates is a holdover from the Bush administration, not necessarily Obama's teammate here.
Well, actually, Obama handpicked Gates and McChrystal. Obama made the decision to keep Gates, and it was Gates is a Republican. You make a good point there, but he's a very moderate Republican to the extent that he's political at all, I would say. And he has given the president a lot of political cover first pulling out troops from Iraq, political cover from the right, I should say, and now, and he has always been very skeptical of a buildup. So, in fact, he's a very influential advisor to Obama right now, and by most accounts that we hear out of the White House, was very influential in the decision to draw down in Iraq, and also in the decision earlier this year to send 21,000 additional troops to Afghanistan. And also bear in mind that McChrystal is a handpicked advisor, as I said, because Obama and Gates fired the previous commander in Afghanistan, General McKiernan. They felt that even though he was requesting additional troops, he didn't have a real plan for how to use them.
You're changing it now.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Buemiller is the Pentagon correspondent for The New York Times. Thank you so much.
You come to The New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.